Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The texter says, Bronny is no different than Nick Valvano being a producer for ESPN Louisville. Yeah, I would say that's probably true. Nick probably averages about 4 points a game here on his producer level. It's about a 4-2 producer level, you know, for Nick Valvano.
Hey, we ain't gonna do Nick like that, man. We are not gonna do. Look at Chase running.
About
in.
To say no.
We're
no.
not gonna do Nick
at
like that.
At the very
man.
Least, Nick is Austin Rivers.
Yeah, Austin Rivers. Yeah.
At the very least, Nick is Austin Rivers. I love that. It's the Round Table here, ESPN 680, 105.7. I'm James Streel. Max Godby with me today on this Friday. Tanner Brunemesso stepping in for James Black. So what's up, Tanner? Hello. How are you today?
Doing good.
Good. You're looking good. Got your what is that, Norwich Elite hockey hat on?
Everyone, or Phil thinks it's a Make America Great Again hat.
It kind of looks a little
every time I'm like, yeah. No, I don't. Yeah. I don't go to any size. I'm good. I'm good in the middle.
You're good in the middle. You're good in the middle. All right. Serving Louisville-style pizza since 1977. That's Bear Nose Pizza. Thanks to George and company for dropping that off to us today. 13 area locations. Besides award-winning pizza, they also serve pasta, sandwiches, salads, apps, including chicken wings. And they're really, really good. They have really good chicken wings. Dine-in, carry-out, delivery, and order online at BearNose.com. Bear Nose Pizza. Yeah, it's that. Good. 680 live here in the Liquor Barn Studios. So there we go. All right, Tanner.
Please tell me you saw the Ja Morant video that he posted after Edie got drafted to Memphis.
I did not. So what was it?
The rush hour clip of Chris Tucker and he opens the door to the tall Asian.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, man, you was tall.
Are you serious?
And I was, oh. It's perfect.
That's Ja Morant. Wow. He could. Have you seen his statue?
He has a statue.
Yeah. So Nike. I don't know
where?
Why. I saw this on Twitter. It looks. It doesn't look like him at all. And the first thing I thought, other than how atrocious this looks, you know, why does Ja Morant have a statue of this? That's kind of like why. I mean, he's a good player. I'm not going to knock him. He's really
I'd
good.
Give it to like Murray State, but like
yeah,
Nike.
Yeah, Nike. I don't know why, but he has a statue. But it looks really, really weird.
It's tweeting because none of these uniparty boomers even know how to
they
tweet
don't know
to begin
how to do it.
And you tell them. Here's the thing, though. The dude that still goes, yeah, we're definitely going to tweet malarkey.
Yeah,
we're going to make... It's like, stop making malarkey trying to be a thing.
Or they keep running... They tweeted the Alley Cat thing like 15 times. And I'm like, guys, like that's not going to do... Like you saying that Trump has the morals of an Alley Cat. Is it going to like rally the youth of America towards like some 21-year-old bro dude? Man, he said Trump's like Alley Cat morals. Man, I can relate to that.
Every millennial... And Gen Zer is going to Urban Dictionary and going, what's an alley cat?
What's a, it's like something saying Looney Tunes. Like, it's like, I mean, it really Sylvester the cat Dexter. Oh man, let's see here. Oh, I've seen the Obama tweets. Yeah, Dexter saw a tweet that said give them a Roku remote, and the first one to put on a movie was the presidency. The first one that can operate Netflix wins the presidency. Dexter. Oh, having a muted mic is James Black's dream. LMAO. Hey, he's getting, James talks more. He's talking a lot more than he used to. Dexter, the funniest part was Biden saying he was endorsed by Border Control. And 5 minutes later, Border Control's official Twitter page said they had never and would never endorse Biden.
Here's the thing. Okay, oh my God. I'm glad this was brought up.
That happen too.
I still don't get to this day. I understand, like, back when JFK and Richard Nixon were debating.
Yeah.
Or any time before the internet.
Yes.
Or the internet was very young. And you could just, as a politician, just lie.
You could say whatever.
Just lie.
And they wouldn't fact check until the newspaper came up the next day.
Yes.
Like, the fact check wouldn't be real time.
The amount of manpower that's needed to fact check a politician back before the internet.
Yeah.
1,000%. That was a whole department job.
Yeah.
And now both of them lie. And they're like, oh, there's no way they're going to catch on to that. And it's literally like 2 minutes later.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true.
Actually, this isn't true.
Actually, that's not
people
true.
People are fact-checking them in real time. There are people that are doing Twitter spaces and video feeds while the debate's going on, like fact-checking them the entire time.
Bro, the amount of times that like Trump lied, Biden said it was a lie, then Trump said it wasn't a lie, and then vice versa. Biden lied, Trump says that's a lie, and Biden said it's not a lie. It's just like, I don't think any of you all said the truth once.
No, neither one of you told the truth. You're both lying. You're and the sad thing is we all know it. Like, again, because real time you're scrolling Twitter or, you know, whatever your social media du jour is, whatever you want to choose, and you're sitting there looking, well, that's not right. it's just, man, Texter was last night worse for Biden or Kamala Harris. at least Kamala didn't have to debate anybody. So
Did you see her remarks with Anderson Cooper afterwards?
Yes, I did.
She's like, I don't need you talking about the 90 minutes to see what I've seen the past 3.5 years. It's like, okay, so you know.
So you know, yeah.
So you know what's going on.
Yeah, you've seen it longer than anybody else. Yeah, it was. There's supposed to be another one of these.
In September.
Yeah, yeah.
Ooh, so
yeah.
I am not going to have a good time.
Yeah. I'm not going to have a good time. So we have some breathing room from July till September until the next debate occurs on national TV.
I mean, is it really? Like, I was thinking about this. What, Trump's 76 or 78?
Let me see. I'll look at it. I mean, he's up there. He's almost 80.
And then Biden's 147. my dad's retiring at like 68.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, so even...
He's 78, yeah.
Yeah, so 10 years later, these are the guys that we're getting nuclear codes to. Like, have you ever noticed, like, the rest of the leaders of the free world, the rest of the leaders around the country are not 78 and 81 or 82?
Yeah, except for Mitch McConnell.
I'm talking about, like, presidents, prime ministers,
dictators. Oh, yeah, gotcha. Yes, no, you're right. Yeah, yeah.
They've all got a little bit of spring in their steps still.
Still. No.
I got called ageist because I had a debate with a person at one of my tables at my restaurant job. And I said, oh, I'd much rather have a 35 to like 50-year-old run the country, not these two guys. And she was like, oh, so you're ageist. I go,
yes.
Okay. Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to know what her standpoint right now is, because that was the first person I thought of last night. I was like, wow, this
are you watching this?
I was like, this is so bad. I want to talk to her.
Yeah.
Now.
It's madam, did you watch it?
What was more obvious that was going to happen? How bad the debate was, or Bronny getting picked by the Lakers?
Ooh, that's neck and neck, man. That's a great... Tanner, that's a great question. I think...
Because there was the chance that the Suns would have wasted their pick on him.
But I think when...
And they were next up.
I think when Rich Paul called his shot and was like, if you draft Bronny James, he's going to go to Australia, I think that killed it, and you automatically knew.
Was it Bobby Marks said that? He's like, I'm going to drop news and 30 minutes from what I've gotten from Rich Paul, and I said to myself, like, oh, so he's going to tell people not to draft Bronny.
Yes,
and then Oh, 30 minutes later. Oh, yeah, that's the news. And I was like, ooh, shocking.
Yeah, shocking.
Imagine he pulled a Trenton Flowers, though. That would have been awesome.
I guess I'll say the Bronny James one was the most likely because I think everybody knew the minute that he decided to stay in the draft and not return back to college that he was going to be a Laker.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
But it's close. I mean, it's a good question because it's close. Because I think, again, both people knew that this debate was going to be a disaster. But maybe there was a hope that Biden, you know, maybe would have, you know, had a little more spring in his step, or maybe, you know, Trump would actually answer questions instead of just diverting to whatever he wanted to talk about. Like he would actually get something out of him that wasn't his own agenda. There may have been a slight chance of that, but no, I think it's Bronny by a nose, as we say in the horse racing biz, because I'm a horseman. Texter, who the hell is the fact checker? I don't know. Anybody that has a phone, anybody that can work the internet, you can be a fact checker.
Yes.
If you can work the internet, you can be a fact checker. Texter, first candidate to get the VCR to stop flashing 12 wins. Now, see, I think both of them could do that because they both were like in their prime during the time of VCRs.
First of all, neither of them know how to work a VCR because they had someone else to work a VCR.
Okay, fair point. Yes, they're like both been rich forever. You're right. I mean, it wasn't like Joe Biden or Donald Trump were going to Blockbuster to rent Sleepless in Seattle and pop it on the VCR and get some popcorn for Jill or Melania, or I don't know who Trump was married to during Sleepless in Seattle. I don't know which wife he was on at that point.
Joe Biden will always send Hunter to go to Blockbuster, and he just go on these magnificent adventures.
Yeah,
he'd get distracted each time. Yeah. He's like, he go on a bender. It's like, where's Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah, he comes back 3 days later with he doesn't come back with Sleepless in Seattle. He comes back with Natural Born Killers. Well, he's like, what is this?
But he was Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah, we wanted Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, not Woody Harrelson and Juliette Lewis.
I found a savant under the dust, under the bridge, and he told me about this great movie, so I went and picked it up.
Yes. We waited 3 days for Sleepless in Seattle, and we get this.
Now, great. Congratulations.
Great.
We hit the 3 day amount. Now we got to return.
Now we got to return it.
Yeah. Go back, Hunter.
We don't even get to watch it. Actually, no, don't go back. We'll get the chauffeur to do it. Don't leave. Chauffeur, go get Sleepless in Seattle.
Joe, don't give him any other jobs.
Yeah, he's good. Texter, Meg Ryan is the best actress. Very beautiful, unlike that pig. No, I'm not going to.
What happened to the show?
I don't know. We started talking about the debate. I did not plan on this happening.
Complete and utter derailment.
Yeah, it's okay. We'll get to Pat Kelsey and Mark Blankenbaker sound after this break. We'll take a break. It was funny. We'll take a break. On the other end, Pat Kelsey, Mark Blankenbaker. But before we do that, Sonic Troll of Louisville. If you need an upgrade to your security for your home or your business, or you just need a security system, period, if you don't have one yet, these are the folks to contact to get you on the right path ASAP. You don't have to wait around or whatever. They'll come out to your home or your business. They'll go to your specifications, your needs. What do you want? How much security do you want? They'll have packages for you, deals, everything. They are a security company that's rated number one in Kentucky with over 350 five-star reviews, locally and family-owned and operated for over 35 years. And if your system malfunctions or something's wrong with it, or you want an upgrade, or you want to add something to it, they'll come out and service your needs down the road. It's not just a one and done thing. They're with you through the duration, okay? And they have great technicians. You call them on the phone, they'll talk to you in person. They actually talk to the 911 responders when they're on the way to catch the bad guys or put out the fire, whatever it is. They communicate with the 911 responders. Nobody else does it like Sonatrol of Louisville. Nobody. Give them a call, 502-966-8999, or go to sonatrolky.com.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. We're in this together. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
That's a sentence that may never have been uttered on the radio before.
What?
Johnny Bench, does he have diarrhea?
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
Oh, how about that? Oh, my daughter got a single and an RBI. Go Ellie, way to go. They're playing their second softball game right now, so I'll be checking in with that periodically. It's the Round Table here on ESPN 680 105.7. Full play-by-play this weekend if you're hanging around and, you know, or you're out by the pool or whatever, throwing that Bluetooth speaker or those AirPods and check out Reds baseball tomorrow. Reds at Cardinals 145, ESPN 680 105.7. Orioles versus Rangers 7:15 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Then Saturday night, Lou City at Birmingham Legion FC at 7:15 p.m. here on ESPN 680 105.7, your home for Racing Lou. And then Sunday, Reds at Cardinals 1:45 p.m. and Orioles versus Rangers 6 p.m. on ESPN 680 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. 437-9680 UPS Jobs text line. All right, let's go ahead, and we've teased this long enough. Now, before we get to the Pat Kelsey sound, if we do, we have to revisit some of these Blankenbaker sounds. Now, he was not happy, Max, as you can imagine, Mark Blankenbaker, at the fact that Rick Pitino has turned his back on Louisville now definitively.
I have full assurance that Blank took it with much respect, dignity, and did not go over the overboard with anything.
As no, not at all. Expect a Louisville man to
yes.
be like, right?
Yes, exactly. He's very calm. All right, let's go ahead. Let's see here. Let's play Blank on Pitino donating to UK football NIL one. Okay, this is the best part of all this. He got money from Mark Stoops. Go ahead.
KSR reported live from the Karen Cypher trial. Mm-hmm. They hysterically laughed at the 15-second testimony that you gave. Mm-hmm. They had a Katina Powell book signing.
Didn't they give Katina Powell a whole hour?
They gave her a whole hour.
Yeah,
and they howled at Squirt to the ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's the show you showed up on, Rick Pitino. Mm-hmm. That's where you went. We didn't do that.
Mm-mm.
You know, and by the way, all the crap that we're still digging out from.
Yes.
You know, you acknowledged to David Padgett that that DePaul was offering Brian Bowen $250,000 and you still freaking took him. All right.
Yeah.
You know,
that's on him. That whole recruitment was on him.
And it's really funny about that. They were all like lockstep, arm in arm. We didn't have to pay for this recruit. Brian Bowen just fell. How great. Max, when Brian Bowen committed, they were throwing parades because he's like a five-star McDonald's All-American. I mean, he was a good player. They're like, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's Pitino's fault. How dare he take Brian Bowen, which is great. All right, Tanner, play whatever's next. We're just going to play all of these. Go ahead.
There's a lot of people that are still in town that we're friends with that are still connected to Coach Pitino. I wonder how they feel about that because, I mean, he went on that platform. That's the platform you want. Like, yeah. There's a lot of other platforms.
Absolutely.
I mean, 10 to 12, it's a crap time slot. It honestly is. Sorry, Louie and everybody. But, like, that's where you show up.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and the low-class nature of those guys,
mm-hmm.
you know, of that particular show. No way.
Yeah, man.
No way.
a guy that works in radio and he has shows on his station. Not his station, but the station he works at on 10 to noon. He's got two shows.
I just love it.
Sorry, Louie.
Sorry, Marcus. Sorry, Rummage. Sorry, guys. But this, you have a crap time slot. Sorry, guys. Louis's like, you son of a, how dare you?
Louis's like, what did I do?
Louis's like, I didn't do anything. He's like, I'm just taking notes. There's horse racing going on. Zachy C, he's got some ideas. Let's go.
I can't believe that Rick Pitino will go on the 10 to noon slot. Obviously, Rabolico is the worst show. on ESPN 680.
No offense, Lou. No, sorry, Louie. No offense. No offense, Rummage.
I'm laughing at Max.
All right. What's the next one, Tanner? Play the next one. Play the next one.
Whatever. It's pretty lame for Patino, to be honest. I mean, it's really pathetic. What I said on Twitter, the way that BBN talked about him and how nasty
that
they
show,
were.
The show that he went on.
Specifically
yeah. that
exactly.
show.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, not only that, then you go on KSR, who made fun of him and, you know, mocked him for years.
Years.
Years. And then you're just going, okay, yeah, cool, I'm going to do that. And I mentioned that on social media yesterday too. It's like somebody should just pull up all of the snarky, rude, smug comments that they made and then be like, hey Rick, hey, look at this, man, cool, you know, it's a fat move. And again, he's free to do whatever he wants to do. He's free to say whatever he wants to say. On one hand, I understand, like, he's not going to be, you know, Louisville loyal through and through. I mean, after how he left, I'm not expecting him to be, you know, a Louisville man forever. But again, if you're going to go on that platform and you're going to publicly talk about how Mark Stoops and Eddie Grant, I mean, how did that happen? Or close friends, and you're going to donate NIL to Louisville's arch rival, I'm done with you. I used to pull for him for St. John's, to be honest with you. I softened my stance on him when he dropped the lawsuit against U of L. I was pulling for St. John's because he was the head coach. Not anymore. I'm done with him. Again, it was a pathetic move on his part to just grovel back to BBN, despite all of the things that they had said about him over the years. I never understood it, guys. I don't know. If somebody is, like, really, really mean and nasty to you for years, it's just kind of like, okay, well, then that's life and you move on. Not groveling back and begging for their attention and wanting to get back in their good graces.
All right, so there we go. We can stop. What did you think, Mac, before we move on to the next story? What did you think about Patino donating to Mark Stoops? And then apparently they're friends. I mean, Patino said he's like, I'm casual friends with Mark Stoops and Eddie Grand, which totally took me by surprise. I was like, okay, what do those guys have to talk about? I mean, like Eddie Grand specifically.
I could see Stoops and Patino friends.
Okay.
I could see that. I don't see Eddie Grant and Rick Pitino being friends. From the times I've met Eddie Grant and talked to him,
yeah,
I don't see that.
I wonder how Eddie Grant, maybe because he and Stoops are so close, maybe he's just around them
Eddie
a lot.
Eddie Grant's the third wheel?
Yeah, I guess
of
so.
The relationship?
Yeah, Eddie Grant's the third wheel relationship. I think that's what it is.
It's like Pitino goes, I would always love to hang out with Mark Stoops and Eddie Grant. I love hanging out with Mark Stoops.
Right.
I wouldn't hang out with Eddie Grant if it was just me and him. It's like that, it's like that trio of friends that you had growing up.
Yes.
And then one of the friends didn't show up, and it's like, obviously, we don't have as close a connection as we did with the third friend.
Oh, so, okay, so that happened, and the guy ended up being, he still is one of my closest friends, but he's my friend Matt, and we freshman and sophomore year, like, we knew who, you know, knew of each other, we kind of ran the same circles, we never really hung out, and I remember a group of us, like, went to the movies, and Matt and I were the first two to show up. And again, we hadn't talked that much, and we were like, hey, how are you? I'm fine. This movie it's going to be good. Yeah. It's got action in it. And it was weird. You're exactly right. But then we ended up like, hey, like, again, he's still one of my best friends. We were in each other's weddings and everything else. But yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. All right. To switch topics real quick. Have you caught up on this Kyle Filipowski stuff?
No.
Okay.
Thank God you're going to talk about it, because I tried to do it on the V show, but they didn't know, and I was like, I don't have enough information on it. I'm very happy.
Okay.
Dude, this is wild.
This is wild. Okay, so Kyle Filipowski, he was at Duke, okay? He was supposed to go in the first round. He's in the green room and everything. End up going second round. He's like the second or third pick yesterday. And, you know, obviously, sometimes, as I mentioned yesterday on the radio, now the story has gotten much better, okay? Not better, but much more in depth, okay? So his girlfriend was with him, and she, you know, she's a nice looking lady, and obviously whenever, you know, nice looking girlfriends or wives are at these events, the people...
Will Levis.
Yeah, Will Levis, exactly. Yes. He's a great
example. She got more followers than him now, right?
Yes, exactly. Like they tend to hone in on them, okay? Anyway, so So yesterday, his mom, Kyle Filipowski's mom and brother, went on social media and were like, this relationship is messed up. It's not what you all think. She's isolated him from our family. We don't talk to Kyle anymore. So here's a short synopsis of it. Okay, this is wild. All right. This is from College Basketball Report at CBK Report on Twitter. Trending. Kyle Filipowski's family members are on social media stating that he was groomed by his Mormon girlfriend and is no longer in contact with his family. Filipowski is 20 years old and his girlfriend is 28. She graduated from the University of Alabama in 2018. They started dating when he was in high school. Filipowski was nervous in NBA draft interviews on the subject, and this could be the reason he fell to the second round. Now he heads to the Utah Jazz of all teams. What a wild story.
All right. Well, okay. Hold on. So she graduated from Alabama in 2018?
Yes.
So how much older is she?
8 years. He's 20. She's 28.
The math's not adding.
It's not mathing.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not.
It's bad math.
It's bad. Yeah.
It's not bad like, oh, I don't know how to do math. It's like bad illegal math.
Bad illegal, very, you know, illegal, immoral, sketchy.
Red flags.
Look at your phone. Nick just texted us.
Oh, he did?
He knows Filipowski's brother.
Oh.
And we have insight.
Oh, my gosh.
We got to get him on the show.
Yeah, holy smokes.
I'm going to call Nick
brother.
Right
Nick,
now.
Can we get the Filipowski brother on the show? He says, I know about it. This was earlier a convo that I had with his brother. He's texting Filipowski's brother.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. He says,
Big J journalism from James Strebel.
Oh, my gosh.
Nick, you've opened up Pandora's
Nick, how did you not let everybody know? This is huge.
Why?
This is one of the biggest stories in the country. If it wasn't for the debate, this would be the story.
No one asked.
And Nick has 35 unread messages. How about that?
I have a lot, too. There's a lot of group chats
that I just don't respond to.
He said,
it's deep, bro. He cut us off all off from his life 2 years ago. Did you mention the part the girl
is apparently his babysitter?
Yeah, that's another part of it. That's another
he was watched over by her for like years.
Like she's his caretaker.
Oh no.
This is so it's so every time a new detail emerges, it's worse.
It makes the Manti Te'o stuff look very mild. Oh, but
yeah, no, you're right.
Are you ready for the cherry on top?
Yes.
He got drafted by Utah.
The Jazz.
You know what I think?
She's the one pulling the strings.
Hold on. She's Rich Paul. Hey. I know exactly what's going on right now, and I will not stand for this. I'm not going to stand for this. I can't believe you're falling for this right now, Strebel.
What?
This is an obvious hit piece against our obviously Mormon head coach of Mark Pope.
This is right.
Look, it's Nick Valvano.
Yes.
It's Tanner.
Yeah.
I see what's happening
here. You uncovered the conspiracy before I did.
Unbelievable.
Oh, my gosh.
Just because the man doesn't drink coffee or alcohol, and he's really nice.
Yeah.
Makes him weird.
How dare you all.
All of a sudden he's part of a cult?
Yeah. What are y'all doing?
They babysit kids and abduct them and go into shipping, like just relationshiping them now?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
And then dragging them drafted to the NBA?
I see past this.
You see through it.
Yeah.
Your years of conspiracy.
Yes, I see through it.
Yeah.
I'm just so mad about this.
Texter said it's Eric Bledsoe, man. Text line's been fired today, but no, that's a great foresight by you, Max. Like now you see the force.
Mad about the Patino thing. You're like, all right, you think your Mark Pope so good?
Yeah,
we'll do
check
this
out. Yeah,
it's
Kyle Filipowski's
like
girl.
You just take one little step of being like, well, it's okay. It's okay to be mean against her. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe they're all like that. I see exactly what's going on.
The door keeps opening up, though. Filipowski's brother played softball with us, and I don't know if I did, but he's played for the station team.
Holy smokes!
What is going on?
I need his number. I need to call him right now.
How does he have ties to Louisville? Like, are they from Louisville? What the hell? Does he work here? Does he live here? Nick, where are you?
Why did you let anyone know this?
Not only that,
Nick, Get your butt to the station right now.
Are you on the road? Are you still here? Do you have to call in? I mean, Nick, you may need to call into the station. What are you doing right now?
I mean, I'm sure his brother would be down to like talk about it because he's already tweeting about it.
Exactly.
So, like, get on the show, man. We got to get
what's his name? Jeff Filipowski?
Daniel
Filipowski. I don't know where I got Jeff. Daniel Filipowski.
You're really struggling.
Yeah, I am struggling today. I'm telling you, it was the heat. It was the damn heat. Can we get?
I thought it was going to be a cold.
That's why I have a cold. Just the sniffles. Oh, that's a text I can't read about Biden. I'm just leaving that alone. Texter, everything has been printed. Everything has been reported. Everything that's been breaking the news on the day Ted Kennedy died is 100% a lie. Yeah, I remember that. Texter, caller Emily wishes she could have been Riggs' babysitter in another life. Texter, Patino and Stoops talk about how much they hate Cal. Texter.
That's not untrue.
Has anyone phoned Issel on yet for his debate opinion? I would love that. I would love maybe Monday we'll call Dan Issel and see. Texter, Nick has mentioned on the V Show before that he played hockey with Filipowski's brother. I did not know that. Texter, how do you have a teleprompter at a debate? Oh no! I'm not reading the Hawk to a joke. I'm leaving that alone.
You coward.
Well, yeah, no, that was the that's the Kyle Filipowski story. That again, if it wasn't for the debate, this would have been like the number one story going on right now. Is it how weird
we are in the making
is.
Of getting Filipowski's brother? Though I'm hoping.
Oh, today
I'm hoping. I want to
today or in a different show.
If we can do it today or Monday,
it has to be. Monday would be optimal because we have a lot. You had to be out by 5:15 for the mixtape.
I don't think they want me doing that interview. So
I won't be here. Yeah. Damn it, man. Maybe I can call in. Maybe I can call in and do the interview on the phone. Yes. While I'm in Cooperstown, New York.
Just hear, Daniel!
This is James Striebel live from Cooperstown at a 12U baseball tournament. What happened with your brother? Was he kidnapped? Why isn't he talking to you? Oh man! Filipowski can soak in all the Mormon culture in Utah. Thank you.
I'm telling you, it's a hit job.
It's an anti-Pope. It's an anti-Pope hit job. Oh wow! So Adam Zagoria has tweeted the following: former number one pick Purvis Ellison once raved to me about Justin Edwards. The kid can defend 1 through 5. I like the fact he's a winner. He brings a winning mindset, plays extremely hard, and he's very unselfish. The sky's the limit. His better days are ahead of him. Well, he better hope because he didn't go drafted.
I thought you were about ready to say that he is now Mormon.
Oh, Justin Edwards converted to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Yeah, he might be. I don't know. All right, Nick just texted again. Oh boy. Okay, it says, Please mention he's a legitimately super nice guy. Oh no, I'm sure Daniel's a nice guy. No, this is no Daniel shade at all.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, no,
we
absolutely
just want
not.
Him to talk.
I just want to talk to him. I mean, that would be a huge deal to get Daniel Filipowski. I mean, it's one of the biggest new stories in sports right now. I mean, that would go viral. It would be picked up by all the big, you know, stations, publications, websites, whatever. If that happened, I mean, that would be. But yeah, I'm no shade at Daniel whatsoever. I'm not throwing shade at him at all. Texter, I was waiting for one of the candidates last night to debate. Oh, there it is. More Hawk to it. There we go. Okay, debate. Okay, before we. Man.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Before we take a quick break, let's see here. Kentucky had some. How do I transition to this? I don't know. I'll try. Kentucky had a pair of recruit wins. they got a top 150 recruit. Edge rusher, and then they also got an offensive lineman. Max, they got.
Do they also have 28-year-old Mormon girlfriends?
I hope not, because that would be weird. That would be weird. Pompano Beach, Florida, Monarch offensive lineman Brian August, 6'6", 305 pounds, has committed to Kentucky. August had taken an official visit to Lexington the week of June 14th with his teammate wide receiver Samari Reed. Obviously, Eric Wolford was the primary recruiter. He's rated as the nation's 112th ranked offensive tackle. Okay, so UK now has 14 2025 commitments in their class, and they're ranked number 23 nationally in the 247 draft composite. So, I mean, that's a pretty big deal. In rivals, I believe they jumped from like 36 to 32. So Kentucky doing a pretty good job on the recruiting trail right now. And there was rumors, there was scuttle out there, Max, that they'd be on a heater this week, and so far that's living up to the rumor. So that's good.
Very good recruiting week. Very good.
Yeah, very good recruiting week. And I don't. Yeah, we're
I'm
waiting.
Sorry. The whole
no. I know Filipowski. Yeah, I know, that's why it was so difficult.
Wild.
Have him call in, Nick. If he 267-968 or man. All right, a couple more texts, and then we'll take a break and get to a shorter 5 o'clock segment. Texter, will Strebel open the interview by mentioning how many times he's called his brother a bum? I might. He probably agrees with me right now. There's low hanging fruit. Master, yes. Biden's not lying. He's something that rhymes with lying. Thank you, Texter. Like I'm trying to like try not to appear like I'm totally on one side or the other. So I'm trying to be careful with this stuff so people aren't like Strebel's MAGA, Strebel's lib. Like,
I may support Big Blue Nation, but I am a red man.
Dude, that would be funny. That would be really, really funny if I came on here and did that. Like, I'm red till I'm dead politically.
That would be. Oh, when Trump dropped the line of make America great again during the debate last night, it just made James Strebel turn red as well with excitement. And he's like, oh, yeah, we're back, baby.
We're back, baby. The arms on the hair on my arms stood up.
He like, just.
I was electrocuted.
Opened up the door and started marching towards the Capitol.
Right. Who's joining me? Then the FBI van pulls up and throws me in it.
Strebel is like, man, I can't stand Trump. 8 years later, it's what? No, guys can't have fun? They can't go storm the Capitol?
Yeah, what's wrong with that? I mean, come on.
The co-host on Shane Gillis's podcast said, if Caitlin Clark dunks on a woman, he will go storm the Capitol because of that.
Shane Gillis's co-host?
Yeah, Matt McCluster. He's the man.
All right, let's recalibrate.
We are on very uncharted waters.
Yes,
right
the
now.
the four o'clock territory. Okay, let's see. We're actually talking about it now. If you want to hop on and chat, you are more than
six.
Oh man, we can't. He's at work till six. Son right. of a damn.
A V show then maybe on Monday.
Man. I don't want the V show to have it. I want it. I want this interview, Tanner, damn it. I don't want Bob to have it. I'm sorry, Nick. No offense. I want to have this interview.
Why don't you call him on Saturday, and then we could just play it as one of the segments on Monday?
I'm on the road all day.
You can't drive and talk?
Well, I want to be
we
safe.
We already know you're not a good driver.
I'm not. Exactly.
It's not
That's like, more the reason.
Then I have one of the kids interview.
Yeah, I'll have Kellen interview him. Kellen interview Daniel Filipowski.
No, just do it at 6 o'clock then. Have Tanner record.
You think
it.
We could do that, Tanner? Is that okay?
Probably, yeah.
Okay, I mean let's see. We'll see if it's okay.
I'd have to figure that out.
Okay,
ask James.
Probably the worst person to ask right now.
Tanner, make the call.
All right.
Texture. Don't get too excited. Big rig high school recruiting doesn't matter at all in today's college game unless
100%.
You're one of the 8 or 10 blue blood programs. It's all about transfer portal nowadays. You hope so because that's all Jeff Rom has. All right, let's take a break. I'll let you finish.
Stars don't matter.
The stars don't, but high school recruiting still does matter. Stars may not matter, but high school recruiting 100% still matters. You still want to grow guys through your program. Football anyway. Basketball, different story. Football, I think you still want to grow your guys.
Squirt to the ceiling.